And now, it's BC Food and Wine Radio, live from Meyer Family Vineyards. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia. Today we're on location at Meyer Family Vineyards in the Okanagan Falls, sub-GI, joined by our co-host Paige Schultz. She's the marketing manager co-hosting the show today. Paige, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
It's great to be back in Penticton, the center of all, as I call it, in the Okanagan. Are you enjoying your time and work here?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, the weather's been beautiful, so yeah. It's going to be a good summer.
The pandemic seems to be long in the past. Are you geared up for a big season?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how does it look at the moment in terms of tourists and the pickup?
Yeah, it's been busy for sure. So it'll be a busy summer, and we have always have tons of events going on as well that bring lots of people in.
Well, I thought we'd talk about some of those events that pull the people in to kick it off. What's sort of planned for the early summer, and we'll move into the fall, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Actually, this weekend is the Okanagan Spring Wine Festival, and the Grand Tasting event will be taking place in Penticton at the Trade and Convention Center.
Yeah, that's a big crowd of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, tasting a lot of BC wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. What else have you got?
Yeah, so later in June, we have Elvis Festival and the Peach City Beach Cruise. We have the Powwow Between the Lakes and Rib Fest. And then moving into July, we have Scottish Festival, the Okanagan Trestles Tour, and Okanagan Grand Fondo, as well as the 97 South Song Sessions Festival.
Oh, my God. Do you take part in the Grand Fondo? Or?
I don't know.
You're more of an Elvis person. Maybe, but not really.
Yeah, just more of a watcher. I'm actually looking forward to the Powwow Between the Lakes coming back again.
I know all the Elvis people because they're lined up all the time to get into the Trade and Convention Center. And at the same time, the National Wine Awards take place at the same time of the year. So it's quite a juxtaposition of, these stern wine judges on one side of the building and then Elvis rock and rolling folks on the other side. It's kind of a fun conglomeration of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Penticton is uniquely suited. I thought we'd talk about that just quickly, about getting in and out. Like, you can drive there, you can fly there. What are all the options available to people if they're going to set up in Penticton?
Yeah, definitely. So we're very easy to get to from Vancouver. We're only a 4-hour drive. Mm-hmm. We also have direct flights from Vancouver right into Penticton, as well as direct flights from Calgary into Penticton. Or otherwise, we have the Kelowna International Airport about an hour and a half away, and so you can get here from even further away.
Yeah, exactly. I like Penticton because it's so central, and lots of hotels there too, accommodation and set up. And then there's so many different things, like the Naramata Bench, completely different than others. And look at today, like we were talking about how you're stretching out a bit, like down towards Okanagan Falls. What's that all about?
Yeah, so Penticton really is, it's a great hub if you're coming kind of for, a wine vacation or any kind of vacation. Okanagan Falls, Naramata, Summerland, all of them, they're only within 15-minute drive, so you can get to all of the wineries that are in the area very quickly.
Yeah. Well, we know a lot about the wineries, but actually there's a lot of other stuff that people can do. Can you tell us about some of the activities? Like, okay, you can visit a winery in the morning and the afternoon, but there's plenty other things that can be done. Give us a taste of what people are doing in and around Penticton.
Yeah, for sure. So there's tons of outdoor activities. You can go biking on the KVR Trail if you're more into mountain biking. We have lots of trails at Three Blind Mice or Campbell Mountain. Get out on the water. We're situated right between two lakes. You can go paddleboarding, kayaking, go for a swim, or even just walking around downtown. Super easy to get around.
Yeah, and you can float between the two lakes.
Yes,
have you
can.
Done that? You must have done that.
Absolutely, yeah. It's kind of a must-do summer activity for anyone who's visiting Penticton.
Yeah, how long does it take to just float between the two lakes?
It's usually about three and a half hours.
So
a very leisurely afternoon floating down.
Wow. It looks like fun. Every time I drive by, I think I should be doing that, but then I never sort of find the time to get it done, but lots of people do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It can get pretty busy sometimes.
Well, the weather's fantastic. It's a, it's essentially a desert in many ways, so the sun is always out. And the other thing that's really changed in the last few years is the possibilities to eat in and about Penticton. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we've got tons of like new restaurants and a lot of chefs actually coming in internationally and from Vancouver and setting up shop in Penticton. So we have such a variety, you know, whether you're looking for Mexican, Japanese, Turkish, you know, whatever it might be, we've kind of got whatever you might be looking for. And, and most of it's farm to table too, which is nice.
Yeah, farm to table. And a lot of winery restaurants are highly local in terms of their ingredients and what they're serving too. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a great summer. It's off to a warm start, which is kind of nice. And I hope that we get a chance to float down the river, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. You'll have to check it out.
I can't wait. Okay, that was Paige Schultz. She's the marketing manager. Up next, Jack Meyer. He's the co-proprietor of Meyer Family Vineyards. This is BC Food and Wine Radio, and I'm Anthony Gismondi.
There's more to come from Meyer Family Vineyards, presented in part by Visit Penticton, online at visitpenticton.com.
Penticton, the hub of the South Okanagan, a perfect place for a summer road trip. Enjoy outdoor adventures and reward yourself after a day of activities with a visit to one of over 80 area wineries, cideries, and distilleries, or 8 craft breweries. Experience fantastic locally sourced restaurants and gorgeous patios too. It's the perfect destination for a summer getaway. Before you go, make sure to check for information on wine tours, winery events, and help in planning your trip online at visitpenticton.com.
Discover award-winning wines in the stunning Okanagan Valley at Tin Horn Creek Winery, the ultimate destination for wine lovers. Enjoy relaxed tasting experiences featuring premium wines sourced from the Golden Mile, or embark on a one-of-a-kind sensory adventure with a black glass blind tasting. And for delicious Mediterranean-inspired cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, Miradoro Restaurant is waiting. Good food, great wine, unforgettable memories. Tin Horn Creek Winery. Visit tinhorn.com.
Clos du Soleil makes wines that speak of the Similkameen soil where their grapes are grown and the souls of the people who call this valley their home. Winemaker Michael Clark and his team specialize in wines that blend Bordeaux grape varieties with their unique mountainous terroir. The result is wines that are elegant, ageable, and authentic. Clos du Soleil, wild places, soulful wines. Available at closdusoleil.ca and fine restaurants and wine stores near you.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gismondi, and this is Destination Langley, BC. Our guest is Erin Krebdish. She's the Executive Director at Tourism Langley. Erin, there's so many things to explore in Langley, from farmers markets to classic car shows, music festivals, and it's all happening. With Father's Day approaching, any ideas on how to spend some time with Dad in Langley?
Sure, Anthony. There's definitely options to celebrate a father figure in your life in Langley, either by coming out that day or gifting an experience to enjoy another day. To see events happening that weekend, people can visit our website and look on the events page.
So for someone who wanted to gift a Langley experience, what would you suggest?
Well, a few ideas that would come to mind would be a round of golf. We have 5 courses that have incredible views. A cooking class at Well Seasoned Gourmet Food Store. Some gift cards to explore a few stops on the Langley Ale Trail, and that features 8 craft breweries. Or tickets to the upcoming Sun and Soil concert series.
Okay, a concert. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, this is the second year Langley's hosting events in this series with our friends at Tourism Abbotsford. There'll be 2 concerts in Abbotsford, 2 in Langley, taking place at Roots and Wings Distillery in July and the Fraser Valley Cidery in August. And the concerts will showcase local musicians, local food and beverages in beautiful settings.
And tickets are available online?
That's right. There's a link on the Tourism Langley website to buy tickets, which includes the concert, drinks, and food.
Erin, those are all some great options. Anything else to add to the list for Father's Day available in Langley?
Sure. For a history buff, I'd suggest a visit to one of our local museums. And that includes the Fort Langley National Historic Site, the Telephone Museum, Canadian Museum of Flight, CN Rail Station, or the BC Farm Museum.
And the details for all these ideas are on your website.
That's right.
Erin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Anthony. I'll talk to you next time.
For more information, go to tourism-langley.ca. For Destination Langley, BC, I'm Anthony Gismondi.
It's BC Food and Wine Radio, on location from Meyer Family Vineyards. Presented in part by Visit Penticton, online at visitpenticton.com. Here again is Anthony Gismondi.
You're hot, then you're cold, you're yes, then you're no, you're in, then you're out, you're out.
Hello, British Columbia. Welcome to the show. Today we're on location at Meyer Family Vineyards in Okanagan Falls, and our guest is none other than Jack Meyer, co-owner of Meyer Family Vineyards. Jack, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good Great to have you. It's good to be here on site.
Yeah.
And there's lots happening here. Every time I come here, there's a new building or something going on. You keep busy.
Every 2 years. Yeah. That seems to be the pattern. Yeah. But it's about space and storage.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
But my take, though, is that you're very focused here. You don't stray far from the path. Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and you've had a lot of success, a lot of consistency. You like to talk about that.
Well, I do. I think for the consumer, just to know that the consistency is there, but it's also something that we can brag about. I kind of went and looked through, and I'm pretty certain that of the last six National Wine Awards, the top 10 small wineries in Canada, we're the only one that's made that top 10 list 6 years in a row.
Yeah.
I think that just speaks volumes for the program that we've got and the consistency of the wines. I think anybody can have a good year, but just be able to do it year
every
after
year.
Yeah.
You got a pretty decent winemaker, too.
Yes.
We've
been very
Carson.
Lucky. 2008, he arrived, and we hired him over the phone. He came from New Zealand.
That's so great.
Yeah, been with us 15 years. It's amazing.
How many people have you hired over the phone?
Not very many.
Only the most important person here.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris Carson, great guy. Well, I wanted to, we were talking about focusing, and I wanted to talk today about, I don't know what you call it, we don't want to call it your regular Chardonnay and Pinot, but it's your entry level, or that, even that's not a great name, but let's talk about this wine that's affordable and delicious.
Yeah, yeah, we struggle to put a catchphrase that works on it as well, because it's anything but an entry level wine, but in both cases, really the big difference is that some of the grapes will be coming from contract growers and not vineyards that we manage. So even though they're long-term relationships and good growers and they make for a great wine, but that's kind of the bit of a difference. But
they still know what you want, right? I mean, you have some input about
we definitely have
what
input.
They're doing in the vineyard.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris will be out there and he'll tell them, like, you know, cropping levels and
when to pick
and all of that. So we do have some decisions and say in it, and these are long-term relationships that we have, and they're very good vineyards. So the fruit quality is good. The goal is to create a BC Pinot or a BC Chardonnay that's a great value and a great representation of what BC can do. That's kind of our goal.
And you have you have top level labels here at Meyer's Vineyard, and so at Meyer Vineyard, and if some of the wine doesn't go in that, it sort of trickles down, and some of that could end up in this wine eventually or at some point somehow?
Yeah, you know, in the case of where there's maybe some hard press from the pressing, that's obviously going to end up in our more entry level. There's just not quite as refined, not as elegant as the wines that go up, but you know, there's $25 wine and then there's $70 wine, and then there's a cost to making $70 wines, and there's some efficiencies in making $25 wines, and that's how we can do it. We don't have new oak barrels that are $1,200 a barrel. We don't have
But it's all in neutral oak, so it gets the same sort of aeration and care and attention as the big guys. That's what I like about it. So when you taste this wine, I think the best way to taste this, to talk about this wine, is that it's a Chardonnay for wine lovers, because it's not made, you know, like a big commercial Chardonnay. It's not California style. This is real Chardonnay, but just a little less money. Well, actually, a lot less money in some ways. About $25 for the regular.
Yeah.
And there's a supply of it as well.
Finally, after some really three vintages, lower and lower and lower for 19, 20, 21, and 21 being our lowest vintage we ever had, and then followed up with finally just a great vintage 2022. So,
yeah.
We went from not being able to make any of this particular Chardonnay. We make six in total, different vineyards, different styles, but to being able to make 2,000 cases, which is a normal year has been around 1,500 cases. So we've got a little extra volume and available, and it's the same with the Okanagan Valley Pinot Noir.
Well, I love it. I love the Pinot Noir as well. We'll get to that. What, is there anything about Chardonnay that surprises you, or you've learned over the years that maybe you didn't at the start, or like?
Well, for starters, I wasn't a Chardonnay drinker.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, or Pinot Noir, and I'm pretty much exclusive and probably drink more Chardonnay than Pinot Noir. It's just such a great varietal. It's just so fresh and crisp and clean. And now knowing and understanding the differences in the styles and
The sophistication of it is that's what all the fun is, I think.
You know? Totally, and not to mask the fruit with too much oak or too much butteriness, which can come from different styles of winemaking. But
Well, you got yourself a sub GI in Okanagan Falls. Is that helping, or is it getting people focused, or is it? What do you think about it at this point?
I don't know that it does. There's probably a very small number of people that will search out sort of a sub GI. I think it's just more giving us the ability to say that
where
it comes from.
It
takes a long time, I think, to educate people
people
to pick that.
I think that's why we had to get it started, because it takes a long time, but maybe in 20 or 25 years,
absolutely,
people will be, you know, going on and on about OK Falls Pinot versus Naramata or something up in Kelowna.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of slopes up there now.
Yeah. There's a lot of slopes.
Pinot's having its moment, which is kind of nice. Tough grape to grow. How does it work out for you here?
You know, they call it the fickle grape, but in some respects, less fickle than others. It's thin skinned, so it kind of could be more subject to disease or certain things. But on the flip side is it's an earlier cool climate varietal. It ripens earlier. We can pick sooner.
Yep.
Same with the Chardonnay. That was the reason we went those two varietals. And they seem to weather, you know, some of these extreme weather events that we've had. And so I like to think that it's a pretty hearty varietal,
this
actually.
This one is really delicious.
Isn't that something for the price point?
And it's got a little bit of spice. Like, it's got all the components of a Pinot, but it's just so juicy and tasty. And, like, you can just drink it all day long.
Yeah.
Maybe we will.
Yeah. But I think that's a point of both of these, what we call our entry level, is that they are just very much a wine that you can open a bottle. Doesn't have to be paired with food. They're nice. They're easy. It's got the fruit forwardness. It's got everything you want.
Let's
say it's delicious.
Let's talk about Meyer now. There's been some changes here. People come here. There's a couple more buildings. What's going on here? What can people do now here? It looks like you can visit a couple of wineries and taste. And what's happening?
Yeah, it's our little secret down here. You've got the money seat and the view back there. Anthony's looking at a beautiful cliff in the background. So we've got quite a large open area for guests to come down and enjoy, and different sitting areas, including licensed lounge areas. You can order a bottle of wine or a glass of wine. But the Meyer Tasting Room is open and available 6 days a week, and then 7 days starting the May long weekend. But we just recently created a partnership on a second brand called Mayhem Wines, and that's a partnership with my sister. So any partnership you do with your sister, what else are you going to call it?
What are you going to do? It's Mayhem.
It's Mayhem. our tagline is every life well lived deserves a little mayhem.
And,
it's a little more fun of a brand, but some serious wines. We've got a very serious, totally separate winemaker, AJ Chavan. He came from Checkmate Winery, 5 years there, and got his degree in New Zealand at Lincoln, and making some great aromatics and focusing on Merlot and basically anything but Pinot Noir and Chardonnay.
And selling a lot of a snappy little sparkling wine in a can, which the packaging is so gorgeous.
Yeah, flying off the shelf, a sparkling white and a sparkling rosé, Merlot-based rosé, predominantly Chardonnay-based sparkling with a little Riesling and Pinot Gris, I believe.
Yeah. You got it all going here. This is the little Meyer compound here.
It's our compound. People from the road, all they see is our house, and inevitably I see them seeing our cars parked there, and they look, and they pull out of the driveway, and they drive away, and we're always like, you got to go down the hill. It's a lot different down here. And it's really quite a unique
maybe
spot.
If you put some yellow bricks on the road, they'd follow them down to the winery.
Something, I think, I don't know how you get people down here, but...
Well, if they come and taste some wine, they'll never leave, so they should do that. Jack, yeah. So great to see you. And availability for the Chardonnay and the Pinot, these two labels we've been talking about?
Great availability from online, joining our wine club, but they're going to be available at a lot of private wine stores all around BC, Vancouver, and Alberta. It's available now in a pretty good supply again. Super. At liquor stores. Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay, thanks very much for having me.
We just had a great tasting of the Meier 22 Chard and the Meier 22 Pinot Noir, both widely available across the province. That was Jack Meier, owner Meier Vineyards. We are coming to you from Meier Family Vineyards in Okanagan Falls. Up next, we discover more about the greater Penticton area with Alexa Esseltine, co-owner of Tin Whistle Brewing. This is BC Food and Wine Radio, and I'm Anthony Gismondi.
There's more to come from Meier Family Vineyards, presented in part by Visit Penticton, online at visitpenticton.com.
Welcome to The Loops. When you love something, you want to do it again and again. Here in Kamloops, you can do laps on your mountain bike or play another round of golf. And when you're ready, welcoming eateries will gladly bring out budget-friendly second helpings or refills. Later on, you can raise the roof for a melodic encore before tucking into a comfy bed, then waking up to discover something new to do all over again. That's what we mean by Welcome to the Loops. Go to tourismkamloops.com to plan your next road trip to the Loops.
Penticton, a perfect place for summer fun. Plan your June vacation around these great events. Celebrate the king of rock and roll at the Penticton Elvis Festival beginning June 22nd, followed by the Peach City Beach Cruise, Canada's premier rod, antique, and classic car show on the 23rd. Also beginning on the 23rd, join the eight bands of the Okanagan Nation Alliance at the powwow between the lakes. Then starting June 30th, chow down at Penticton Rib Fest. Go to visitpenticton.com for information on these and more festivals and events.
There's a million reasons to visit the Modest Butcher at Mount Boucherie Estate Winery. Kick things off with a modestly fabulous wine experience on our tasting room terrace, now open for wine season. Tired of all that sommelier talk? Kick back and take in the breathtaking view with an ice-cold refreshment. If you listen carefully, you might even hear the bell tower in the distance. Visit the Modest Butcher at Mount Boucherie Estate Winery today.
Argentina, land of passion, craft, and wine. It's there, in the foothills of the mighty Andes, that Doña Paula Estates creates their distinctive Malbec. Intense violet in color with aromas of black fruits, violets, and spices. Sophisticated, ultra-premium, globally awarded. Doña Paula Estate high-altitude Malbec embodies everything that is Argentina. Doña Paula, a matter of altitude. Find out more at doñapaula.com.
It's time to think turkey. Your BC turkey farmers work hard all year to bring high-quality products to your table. Whether it's a weeknight dinner or special occasion, turkey is always a delicious source of lean protein, and you can't forget the leftovers. With a great meat-to-bone ratio, you get a great value and multiple meals. So the next time you're wondering what to serve, think turkey. Find recipes, info, and more at bc.canadianturkey.ca.
This is BC Food and Wine Radio, on location from Meier Family Vineyards. Presented in part by Visit Penticton, online at visitpenticton.com. Here again is Anthony Gismondi.
Hey, I just met you.
Hello, British Columbia, and a shout-out to all 20 cities across the province listening to the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. Today, we're on location at Meier Family Vineyards, but we're not talking wine. Our guest is Alexis Esseltine. She's the co-owner of Tin Whistle Brewing. Alexis, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. We hardly ever talk about beer.
Today is the day.
You're going to slay everybody now.
We'll bring you to the other side.
Yeah, right. To the light side.
To maybe. The light side.
Yeah, love exactly. It. Well, let's start with Tin Whistle. How about a little history of you and Penticton and how it's all come together?
Yeah, of course. Tin Whistle is actually the original craft brewery of the South Okanagan. Mm-hmm. So we've been brewing beer since 1995.
Okay.
So we are kind of one of the originals in that world, and we are still brewing beer today. We are now the first carbon neutral brewery in BC. So we are trying to make incredible beer and be very thoughtful about it.
Wow.
And we have a list of, 10 to 12 beers that we make and rotate in seasonals. And we have some cores like our peach cream ale, which we've made for almost 20 years. And so that's a little bit about us, Anthony.
Yeah. Carbon neutral, that's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. My husband and I took over Tin Whistle 3 years ago. We are the third owners.
Right.
And I come from the environmental world. That was my background. And we thought it was really important to come to the table, not only to make incredible beer and to continue to make incredible beer, but to also do it very thoughtfully in a world that's changing.
Yeah.
And so we came to the table with some values and really thoughtful kind of production methods.
Oh, I love that.
With the hopes of, you know, kind of doing some really important stuff in the world.
And just quickly, what would be one of the things that you've done to get down to carbon neutral?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've measured our whole entire impact. So we know wastewater, energy. Some of the cool things we're doing, we're actually working with Okanagan College on an algae project. So algae as in the green algae you see in ponds.
Yep.
Algae goes through photosynthesis like a tree does. And so when we ferment beer, we release carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. And we're using these big giant totes of algae to off-gas this fermentation CO2.
Yep.
And to convert it with the use of algae into oxygen.
Yeah.
So some of the interesting stuff we're doing just to be a bit more thoughtful and also to push our industry and to kind of challenge a little bit the status quo.
I know what you're talking about because they did that at the Torres Winery in Spain about 15 years ago because they have a whole big long project. And I was learning about algae there and I thought, this is really weird. But
it's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
So great. Well, you know, anything we can do to save the earth is a good thing.
It's not a bad thing.
And your customers probably appreciate it, too.
They do. And we distribute beer BC-wide, so we see a lot of traction, especially in the lower mainland around some of those pieces. And the Okanagan's coming too. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you have to make great beer. So the beer is great, but the values are starting to come to the table, too.
We better talk about the beer.
Let's talk
about
it.
Or we'll get shot. okay, so we have cracked open.
Yes, we have.
We have the peach cream ale. Which has been around. It's one of our icons.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's available across the province. It's about to head into Alberta as well. It's a cream ale, and it doesn't actually contain dairy. A cream ale contains oats, which make it very smooth.
Yeah.
So it's barley, oats, wheat, and we use real peaches, and so you get that real taste of the Okanagan, which is important. We always want to make beers.
When do you get the peaches, or how does that work? Or you have them all year round?
Yeah, it's a bit of a proprietary process, so we don't share a lot about our peaching, but it is what makes this beer so unique and so special, and really, you know, sets the tone for a good Okanagan beer.
It's quite a nice, it has a lovely fruity tone, but it's not sweet.
Not sweet.
That's what I like about it.
Still, absolutely.
The bitterness comes through, like the beer style comes through, and it's quite nice.
Yeah.
I might get converted.
Look.
Hold on, folks.
Hold
don't go crazy.
The wine, beer, and radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah. What is it about beer? It's having a moment now with people. Like, it's really coming on. Is it because of the little producers, the people that are really trying to do something interesting?
Yeah, I think so in part. I mean, there's a lot of really interesting stories behind all of these beers, you know, Tin Whistle's history and the place in the region. But there's also a really interesting culinary component to these beers as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're made the same as wine is, you know, with grains that are coming from Canada, oats and barley and local fruit and local, you know, all these local components, and they're brewed locally. So there's a really interesting, beer isn't what it used to be. It's not the Molson Canadian kind of the world anymore. It's just a really interesting medium, you know, and an interesting way to engage.
So like your barley or hops or whatever, where are they coming from?
Yeah, so 95% of our grain is Canadian. So BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan,
okay,
all malted in Alberta, and it comes into us in the Okanagan.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really, a lot of the kind of the hops are coming from Yakima Valley, which is just over the Washington border.
Yep.
And then some of the things like the peach and the cucumbers, you know, the cucumbers in this next beer we may try are BC greenhouse grown. You know, so we're really working hard to understand the ingredients that are going in because we know that impacts the product coming out.
Okay, so what about visiting? What can people do? And do they just drink beer? Or do you have food? How does it all work?
Absolutely. So we're located in the historic Cannery Trade Center. It's actually one of the original fruit canneries of the region. So we've converted it from this industrial space into this brewery and this really interesting industrial space where we serve beer. You know, we have 10 or 12 different beers on tap, along with a number of experimental beers, which we're using different ingredients, different styles, and trying to really push the boundaries of what beer can be. And so when you come on site into our tasting room, you can try those experimentals. It's the only place they're available. We also have a wood-fired pizza truck on site. He's making VPN-certified pizzas on our patio, and so you can have this wildly innovative combination of pizza and beer on our patio and in our tasting room this summer.
So it must be a big hit with visitors.
Yeah, and it's a great way to come and really explore beer.
Yeah. Alexis Esseltine, she's the co-owner in Tin Whistle Brewing. Her craft brewery's in Penticton along with about a dozen others, I think, now.
Huh? Yeah, we have eight. We'll have eight this summer.
Eight. Okay.
Yep, we're the craft beer capital of Canada.
And then now there's a beer festival as well in the fall, or is it the fall? Yeah,
yes,
I think so.
October.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's really taking off.
It's really taking off, and we work together actually as a brewing community to build Penticton as a beer destination. And if you're ready for it, the Beer Run is the start of that Beer Week Festival in October. So you run to all of the breweries.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Have some samples along the way. So watch out for the Penticton Beer Run.
You've mistaken me for a young Anthony Gismondi. The Beer Run. Is there any sort of synergy between you and the wineries, I think obviously you need good beer to make great wine. That's a given.
Yes.
But I don't know. Is there some cooperation now?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have two experimental beers on our tap list right now that are used making the leftover skins from the grape harvest.
Fantastic.
From the Joie, actually. Yeah. And so we have a Piquette beer on tap right now where we brewed a Piquette and then blended it with a lager to make what we're calling a Brewquette.
Oh, wow.
We also have a Gewurztraminer table beer on our experimental list that's 4%, so not very heavy, but really light and crisp. And the grape skin really, you know, those flavors and that... those aromas start to come through. So we're doing a lot to try to work locally and to try to really elevate both.
You are on it. Can you come and join the wine business?
See, we should.
We could use that energy. Okay, finally, when are you open? How can people get there? What's the best way to get your stuff?
Absolutely. We are open 7 days a week after May 24th weekend. So come on down Monday to Sunday. Our website features the hours 11:30 till 7, 8, or 9, depending on the day.
Yep.
And the pizza truck will be on site as well. So just reference our website or our social media presence, and you'll have all the updated hours
and
for Tin Whistle.
Can we find your beer anywhere else, or is it...
You absolutely can. A lot of our beers are obviously Okanagan-wide, but we are also shipping into the rest of BC for our peach cream ale specifically.
Okay.
It's listed in the BC government liquor stores. So head to your local BC government liquor store and ask for peach cream ale from Tin Whistle.
There you go.
It'll be there shortly.
So great to meet you.
Great to meet you, Anthony.
I'm going to come to your brewery.
Please.
That is for sure.
Please.
That was Alexis Esseltine. She's a co-owner of Tin Whistle Brewing in Penticton. We're coming to you today live from Meyer Family Vineyards in Okanagan Falls. Up next, Joshua Kim. He's a wine shop and wine club manager at Bench 1775 on Penticton's Naramata Bench. This is BC Food and Wine Radio, and I'm Anthony Gismondi.
There's more to come from Meyer Family Vineyards, presented in part by Visit Penticton, online at visitpenticton.com. Argentina, land of passion, craft, and wine. It's there, in the foothills of the mighty Andes, that Doña Paula Estates creates their distinctive Malbec. Intense violet in color with aromas of black fruits, violets, and spices. Sophisticated, ultra-premium, globally awarded. Doña Paula Estate High Altitude Malbec embodies everything that is Argentina. Doña Paula, a matter of altitude. Find out more at doñapaula.com.
Meet, greet, eat. Make your next event one to remember. Whether it's business or family, the newly renovated conference and event center at the Watermark Beach Resort in Osoyoos has options for any occasion. From intimate gatherings to large celebrations, indoor or lakeside, you'll find everything you need at the Watermark. And when it's time to relax, enjoy breathtaking views as you savor the local flavors of 15 Park Bistro. Open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Find out more at watermarkbeachresort.com.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gismondi with 2 Minutes in the Cowichan. Our guest is Kenzie Knight from Tourism Cowichan. Kenzie, I spend a lot of time at the wineries in the area, but I really need to set some other time aside to check out some of the small towns. What can you tell me about Ladysmith? Because it looks so attractive.
Yeah, Ladysmith is really like taking a step back in time. It's full of restored heritage buildings that house a variety of different shops, bookstores, and eateries. In Ladysmith, you can enjoy a heritage walk through First Avenue, which has actually been deemed one of Canada's greatest streets.
Wow, that sounds like a must-do when you're there. What are some other highlights people can check out in Ladysmith?
Well, Anthony, Ladysmith is a historic seaside community with small town charm. It's tucked at the base of hillsides and fronted by a beautiful harbor. So during the summer months, you can enjoy harbor boat tours as well as live music and dining on the dock down at the Ladysmith Community Marina.
You mentioned how Ladysmith is surrounded by nature. What are some of the outdoor activities and anything near the water?
Transfer Beach is a beautiful destination. It's a beach park that features swimming, a large playground, and a place to rent paddleboards and kayaks. Other popular activities include hiking the trail up to Heart Lake, mountain biking, golfing, and bird watching.
Sounds like there's something for everyone. And what about the folks that are into art and culture?
Yeah, Ladysmith is a vibrant arts community, from the outdoor arts market during the Arts on the Avenue Festival in August, to concerts in the park and the Ladysmith Little Theater. There's really always something going on. Be sure to check out the art gallery as well, and you might even be lucky enough to meet the artisans.
Okay, Kenzie, you sold me on that. Thanks so much. It's on my list for a relaxing day in the Cowichan.
Thanks so much, Anthony.
Make your own plan to visit at tourismcowichan.com. Till next time, I'm Anthony Gismondi.
It's BC Food and Wine Radio, on location from Meyer Family Vineyards. Presented in part by Visit Penticton, online at visitpenticton.com. Here again is Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia. We're on the road again. Today we're on location at Meyer Family Vineyards. We're in the Okanagan Falls. Our guest is Joshua Kim, who's made the short drive down from Penticton from the Naramata Bench. He's the wine shop and wine club manager at Bench 1775. Joshua, welcome to the show.
Sir, my honor. I'm a big fan of yours, and this is kind of like...
Oh, you can stay forever.
Yeah, dream came true moment.
Woo! I have no fans.
I had to say it.
It's so great. Good. Yeah. Okay, I've got one. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about Bench 1775 because a lot of people say they've got a great view, a great patio, and a great view.
That's right.
You have an outstanding view. That is one of the greatest patios in the world.
I would say it's one of the best. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
So what's going on there? You're in charge of being nice to people there?
Oh, well, yeah, that's actually right. Like, I have to be nice. It's like a hospitality, right? Like, you can't really, you have to be genuine. But talk about the patio.
Yeah.
So my job is came up with, how can we come up with the idea of that view with bringing in more attractions to the guests, not only for the local, but also for tourists.
Yep.
So my job last year came up with, from my hospitality background, I came up with let's run the Asian cuisines, food and wine pairing.
Yeah.
So we did a little bit of lump sum, but...
That's as brilliant as the patio is. Way to go.
Well, thank you very much. And then this year is the actual first year. I think we have a strong team. I think we're doing great.
Well, before we get into the actual stuff, but what is it about? What do you think about Asian food and wine? Why is it so? Why does it pair so well together?
Well, it's not only just Asian food, but to talk about the wine history is more like everybody focuses on the European, French cuisines and some like Italian and whatnot. But for me, I'm passionate about what I could do is the Asian fusions. Where I started my hospitality in San Francisco. You could easily pair with Blanc de Blanc, what we have, the 100% Chardonnay sparkling bubbly with a dim sum, which we bring the authentic dim sum.
I'm in. Yeah. Let's go. Let's scrap the show.
Let's do it. Like, we could have the next radio show at our place. Please do it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I think people underestimate it. You're talking about Korean, Thai, Chinese, Japanese. Yep. Like there's a huge group of foods there.
That's right, sir.
Can be paired. And BC has, what we have, the secret weapon. We have the acidity in our wines that really allow them to, to work with these foods.
That's what I really, really love about. Before I moved into BC and especially Canada in general, when I was in San Francisco, I kind of fell in love with the white wine food, more like Napa Valley and Sonoma wine.
Yeah.
Never heard anything about it.
You've seen the light now, though.
Well, this is like, this is like big, my eye opener kind of moment, right?
Yeah.
And then with those beautiful, not only ours, but beautiful beautiful wine. We have the providers, and then my job is came up with what can we bring this and collaborate with others. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. My guest is Joshua Kim. He's the wine shop manager at Bench 1775 on the Naramata Bench. And wine club manager as well, which we're going to talk about that, how important that's becoming.
Yes, sir.
But let's talk about some of the matches. Give us an idea of some of the foods that you would bring out to the table. And like we have a Syrah with us right now. So
yes,
we have
sir.
The 2020 Bench 1777 Syrah. What's coming out from the kitchen for this?
So if I pour a Syrah, I train my staff, you know, this is Syrah. It's nothing like Shiraz from Australia. This is very easygoing. Very balanced. Acidic mm-hmm. level is balanced.
It's quite elegant.
Syrah. Yeah,
yeah,
it's elegant too. What I would go for is like authentic Korean barbecue rice bowl or oil pasta would be a perfect match.
Oil pasta?
Yes, sir.
Can you explain what the oil
so
is?
So oil is like my secret ingredients, I should say, but it's garlic-based oil with the Korean barbecue marinated meat and toast to it. So think about... some of the oil pasta, Italian oil pasta, we use like, you know, bacon or something like that. Instead
sure.
of using bacon, we use a Korean barbecue meat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that just sounds so good. That sounds so good to me.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. And also, you brought a bottle of the 2020 Blanc de Blanc. This is a very versatile wine anyway.
That is versatile.
What kind of things would you bring out for that?
Well, this is great off-dry style bubbly. And I would bring either salmon cracker. We have a smoked salmon cracker. It's more like a canapé, but a little Asian spice to it inside.
Yeah.
And also, I will also bring chicken yakitori. Yakitori is like a Japanese version of skewers. We grilled twice and also torched, so it has a bit of a seasoned, beautiful, beautiful Asian flavor to it.
You know, nobody is doing this in the wine world, you know.
No.
Like,
I am crazy.
You can't go
into
a winery and get chicken yakitori or barbecue oil with pasta sauce.
That's right, sir.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I guess the Naramata, the Naramata Bench has really got it going.
I do get support from not only my team, but also, like, our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy it. And also, I try to bring not only for our success, for the all Naramata Bench and an industrial success too. So
I see you have edamame, which is a big hit with a lot of people.
Yes.
What if I have the edamame? If you bring that out, what would you be serving me at the winery with that?
I would do Gewürz or even rosé. Our rosé is we call it Glow. It's just very pinkish,
yes,
very catch label.
Yeah.
It's 70% Zweigelt, 30% Pinot Noir.
Mm.
Edamame. We don't just bring edamame. We bring some of the basil, Asian based oil.
Yeah.
And then salt on top, and garlic salt. So that will, I think that would go really well.
I'm going to call you the oil man.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. And I'm not kidding about this patio. Like, you just look up the lake from this patio. It's spectacular out there. Really nice property. You're also the wine club manager. We had a tough winter. It's going to be a tough couple of years in BC.
Yes.
I'm thinking that wine clubs are going to be pretty important to if you want to get the wines you really want to get in the
well,
next 2 years.
Well, not only about the... you know, for the weather effect and whatnot, but also for the inflation part. So I'm also working my best to retain my current wine club members, also bring potential wine club members. That is my job. My pressure was like quite difficult. And then just taking over somebody's position. I started with like wine shop manager, but I'm just starting like three positions at the same time.
Yeah.
But it is like, it is my like honor and privilege to work with my wine club members and then like, you know, and then be competitive too.
Yeah.
In a good way.
And how does the club work like quickly? Is it do you send them stuff or they pick what they want? How does
so
it
at
work
the moment
at
we
bench?
Our Richard Kanazawa is a selection. So how we do is a 6 bottles in the spring and 6 bottles in the fall. There's no membership fees or anything.
Okay.
Commitment is like 12 bottles a month. I mean, people say, like, who doesn't do a bottle a month? But some people can be, you know, with the inflation, it can be difficult. But we do offer 15% discount. Now we do have a great options for a bistro, so we offer 10% discount. So we do get more than one discounts, the free shippings and stuff. So it kind of adds up.
So if you're a club member, you can come and have some of this fantastic food on the patio and get a discount
as well.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then you get to meet them. They get to meet you, actually, which
is probably
the best.
Well, it's my honor to meet them, honestly. Yeah.
San Francisco, what did you? Where did you work in San Francisco?
Downtown, more like a Japan town as well. I did hospitality, more like an Asian cuisine restaurant. I did manage there. That's whatever it came from is my background. So.
Yeah. And are you enjoying the Okanagan?
I love enjoying. One of my friends actually told me that what's the actual true meaning of the Penticton was. Actually, that's like that's actually home for the long term.
Yeah.
So we landed Penticton. I got married in Penticton. I have two beautiful boy and girl.
Oh wow.
In Penticton. So yeah, I think this is our
home
for. We're set. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I have an amazing job and this is a dream come true, right?
Joshua, so great to talk to you today.
It's my pleasure. Honey.
I cannot wait to get on that patio.
I'm just
jacked looking at this menu.
Talk about patio, can I just feature one more?
Yeah.
We are going to have a first silent disco this weekend, but stay tuned.
Yeah.
We are going to have a couple more silent disco later on the season. So
I'd forgotten about the silent discos.
Yes,
they're
sir.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's quite a fun, and then it's quite entertaining. And then this year,
do you take part in the silent disco?
We do too, sir.
Okay, I'd pay to see that.
All right. And then we bring some of the Asian tapas too. So,
Joshua, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Joshua Kim, wine shop and wine club manager at Bench 1775 on Penticton's Naramata Bench. We're coming to you from Meyer Family Vineyards. Up next, there's plenty more. We're going to be joined by Zach Wheeler. He's the tasting room and hospitality manager at Joie Farm Winery just down the road. This is BC Food and Wine Radio. I'm Anthony Gismondi.
There's more to come from Meyer Family Vineyards, presented in part by Visit Penticton, online at visitpenticton.com.
Penticton, a perfect place for outdoor adventures this summer. After a day full of activities, stop in for a visit to one of the almost 100 area wineries. Bask in the beautiful South Okanagan sunshine with a summer wine tasting and find your new favorite wine. Dine in world-class locally sourced restaurants and enjoy patio season too. It's the perfect destination for a relaxing summer getaway. Before you go, make sure to check for information on wine tours, winery events, and help in planning your trip online at visitpenticton.com.
Take your wine appreciation to the next level and become a rebel. Welcome to the Rebel Club at Liber Farm and Winery. As a Rebel member, you'll enjoy a regular shipment of exemplary Liber wines for your cellar, along with complimentary tastings and VIP treatment at the winery and more. And with the ease and convenience of online ordering, your wine will be shipped straight to your door. Discover more at liberfarm.com. Simply great wines.
Argentina, land of passion, craft, and wine. It's there, in the foothills of the mighty Andes, that Doña Paula Estates creates their distinctive Malbec. Intense violet in color with aromas of black fruits, violets, and spices. Sophisticated, ultra-premium, globally awarded. Doña Paula Estate High Altitude Malbec embodies everything that is Argentina. Doña Paula, a matter of altitude. Find out more at DoñaPaula.com.
Attention wine connoisseurs. Iron Gate Auctions are bringing you the chance to indulge in some of the most exquisite back vintage wines from Canada's most exclusive private collections. Each bottle sold individually so you can pick and choose to your heart's content. With an average of 3,000 available per auction, there is something for everyone at all price points. And the best part? Inexpensive temperature controlled delivery available right to your door. Visit irongateauctions.com to start bidding now.
This is BC Food and Wine Radio, on location from Meyer Family Vineyards. Presented in part by Visit Penticton, online at visitpenticton.com. Here again is Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, BC, and thanks for listening wherever you live across British Columbia on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. We're coming to you from Meyer Family Vineyards in Okanagan Falls today, and we celebrate the entire Penticton region from Okanagan Falls to the Naramata Bench, the latter being home to our next guest, Zach Wheeler, tasting room and hospitality manager at Joie Farm Winery. Zach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Joie Farm is kind of a legendary Naramata winery.
Yes, it is.
It's been there quite a while now, well established. Is it a fun place to work at?
It's a fantastic place to work. And the view's even better.
The view.
Yeah.
The view is, the whole bench is crazy about these views. They have so many great views.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is that when the tasting room was also built, the view seems to actually sort of cater the tasting room staff, which really helps build a little bit of energy and culture within the team that we have.
Yeah. Well, I always explain to people about the Okanagan Valley, it's kind of like Napa, except we don't have any vines on the floor like they do because we have a big lake. So we win both ways. We get a lake, and we don't have any vines down in the, you know, the soft soil. So that's it's been good for BC, I think, for the quality of the grapes that they grow. Let's talk about Joie.
Yeah.
First of all, I just want to talk about, we started with this noble blend that you brought along. It's probably one of the most consistent wines made in BC.
Yeah. Like,
every year this wine over-delivers. What can you tell our listeners about the Noble Blend?
Yeah, I mean, we say BC's, you know, number one white wine. This has been in our portfolio for 19 vintages. You know, it's the first wine that was ever added to our portfolio. You know, it was simply sort of, it was produced to sort of pair well with sort of West Coast cuisine, right? You know, it's always a blend of Gewürztraminer and Riesling. Those are the two main varietals in this blend. You know, a little Pinot Gris, Pinot Blanc, and some Pinot Auxois. It's simply just like our Alsatian field blend. It's very delicious. It's, you know, for us it's not always going to be the most expensive, fanciest bottle on the table, but it's going to be a real crowd pleaser. And you take it to a dinner party, and everyone's going to love it.
Well, I love this wine, and you mentioned Alsace, but for me, it's kind of, this wine has outgrown Alsace. It's kind of like that's where the idea came from, but now it's very Okanagan. Of course, it has all those varieties, and it makes you think of that place, but it's fresher, and it's brighter, and it's just got a little more lift, I think, than some of those styles out of Alsace. So anyway, great bottle of wine. What would you serve with this? What are some of the options?
In the summertime, I mean, you know, right now, scallops and pork belly, you know, something with a little bit of fat, I think would be perfect, especially with that you know, high acid, you know, Riesling compound. Super delicious.
Yeah, great wine. Joie Farm, okay, it's on the bench. How would you describe the people that come to Joie Farm? What are they looking for, and what surprises them perhaps when they get there?
What surprises them, and what are they looking for? I mean, I think everybody on the bench is looking for an experience, right? And I think, you know, that's, you know, the opportunity for us to sort of, you know, welcome them through our doors and be able to sort of share, you know, the history that is Joie and the winemaking process and the viticulture, and sort of really be able to sort of build that experience. And I think everyone that is traveling in wine country is really just looking for that memorable experience that they're going to remember for, you know, the next 10 years of their life, right? Or longer.
But Joie's always had unique experiences from the start, no matter, you know, just little things that they've done, that from the picnics to bocce to whatever, when people go there, that they weren't getting at other wineries.
Yeah.
Is it hard to keep up to that, or to move forward, or?
I don't think so. Yeah. You know, it's funny that you mentioned bocce. There's so many people that I think come to the winery and never know that it's there. There's so many like little secret hidden gems that exist at the winery, right? Like once the front meadow grows up and the grass is 3 feet tall, if you're not looking for it, you'll never discover that there's this beautiful handmade bocce ball court that's, you know, 8 layers of crushed and powdered oyster shells. It's a magical place to sort of kick back and, you know, put your feet up and enjoy a bottle of Noble Blend or Rosé.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the visitor experience then. When people come, what can they expect, and do they have to sign up for stuff, or how does it all work at Joie?
Yeah, I mean, we accept walk-ins, reservations. You know, I think in the last couple years, you know, as COVID hit, lots of wineries doing reservations. You know, we love them because we can sort of manage the flow, but we welcome it all. In the summer, that kind of all goes out the window, right? You see the masses of hundreds of people that are on the bench looking to try your wines. And you come to the winery, you know, tastings are 15, and we go through about 6 wines. It's usually a one-on-one sort of more personal experience. We have an indoor tasting bar, an outdoor tasting bar, and then obviously we have that beautiful lawn with those heritage trees and the butter bottom pears and those unbelievable plum trees. And it's fun when all of those heritage trees start to produce fruit, right? Like the staff are all over them. You know, all the guests that are there at the right time. We're giving them paper bags to fill with plums and apples, or sorry, pears. And
it's a bit of a nirvana in some ways.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the wine? Well, we mentioned one, but how would you describe the spectrum of wines at Schwa?
The spectrum of wine, like the portfolio itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all of our wines are, you know, bright, aromatic, you know, whites and light style red. So most of our red portfolio is going to be like Pinot, Gamay. Even our Malbec that we produced is very light in style. It's, you know, comes in at like 11.5% alcohol, very fruity, low tannin. And then we have like we have our sparkling program. So new to this year or last vintage in 2022, we started a traditional method program. So we will, you know, see that coming in the next few years. And then we have a couple of Charmat method sparkling wines that we produce.
Yeah.
So we have our PDV and our Quintinium Brut. And then we have like these like super fun canned wine, and so you know, we try to, like, especially with the canned wine, we try to take ourselves a little less serious, and you know, these are wines that are meant to be fun and thrown in your bike pannier and taken to the beach, and so we do a couple like force carb, very simple, delicious, quaffable wines.
But they become a big hit though with consumers, huh?
Huge hit. So
there's no pushback.
Well, not especially with the sparkling. So last year was. Or the year before was the first year that we did the tiny bubbles, and that's the blend of Viognier and Sauvignon Blanc. And because that was such a big hit, this past vintage, we decided to take our very classic rosé, leave it still in the bottle, which has always been traditional to the portfolio, and then force carb the cans, and they're already sold out. So we already threw them before we've even gotten to June.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to see that people are embracing, you know, a different packaging style, but still respecting, you know, what's in the can too. I mean, still got to be good.
Yeah, and I think there's a stigma that there's like the wine in the can is of lower quality, and you know, it's simply untrue. I think it's, you know, for us they're fun, and I think people need to treat them like that. They're not wines you're going to pull out and cellar for 10 years and present to your friends at a dinner party.
Okay, we need a tip. When should we visit Schwa Farm? What would be the best time of the week or time of the day that you think people could get in there?
Just last week was a spectacular time. This coming week will be even better. And tasting room opens Easter weekend. You know, typically the bench is a bit slower. April, May, that's pretty common. But yeah, we open Easter weekend. We stay open until Thanksgiving. We're usually open. We're open 5 days a week, 11:30 to 5. And
all good.
Yeah,
sounds good to me. Delicious. We tied the 2022 noble blend from Schwa Farm, consistent as always. And the 22 rosé is out.
It is
ready for the market.
Yep.
Zach, thanks so much.
Thank you,
Zach Wheeler, tasting room and hospitality manager at Schwa Farm Winery on Penticton's Naramata Bench. That's it for today's show. Special thanks to our host, Meyer Family Vineyards, as well as our production team, including on-site producer Mike Whittingham, studio producer Dwayne Bishop, assignment producer Sherry Caleb, and director of operations Stu Ferguson. I'm Anthony Gismondi. And for all of us at the show, thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week across the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
That's it for today's show. On location from Meyer Family Vineyards. Presented in part by Visit Penticton. Online at visitpenticton.com.